All around us, everyday people are doing good to help others feel better. These are their stories. This is Positive Vibes with Jenny Hansen.
Recent research has shown that loneliness and isolation may be a greater threat to public health than obesity. One local organization knows it and makes it part of its mission while delivering thousands of meals daily. In today's Positive Vibes, I look at a special pre-Valentine's Day brunch for a Meals on Wheels volunteer driver and a food recipient. Belinda Warren and John Mundigal have been friends for more than a decade. They didn't meet at college, though, or through other friends. They met because Belinda delivers food to John every week.
Well, I see her once a week, and she's really a great lady, as a matter of fact.
Belinda is a volunteer driver for Meals on Wheels People. This year, the nonprofit wanted to do something special in honor of Valentine's Day, so they took nominations from drivers for homebound seniors who deserved a meal out. They chose Belinda's nomination of John for a special brunch at Marco's Cafe in Multnomah Village.
The two of us, we have a really good rapport, so I figured we would shine together, he and I.
John lost most of the function in the right side of his body after a car versus train accident, so the meal delivery is crucial. Meals on Wheels People delivers 5,000 meals daily in the metro area, and Julie Piper Finley tells us the socialization component is just as important as the meal.
50% of what we do is visiting with people and checking on them.
And that's what brought these two together.
I have several, including Mr. John, where I may be 20, 30 minutes there just talking, especially in the summertime when it's warm. In the wintertime, not so much.
For 12 years, she's been delivering to John or helping to serve him at the center on MLK. This special brunch in a different setting is one way that Meals on Wheels People is showing it is about the people.
Because I've had the same route for so long, they're more like family to me.
There is much more to this story and the important role Meals on Wheels People plays in the lives of so many people. For more now on that, here are my extended discussions with Julie Piper Finley, Belinda Warren, and John Mundigal. You called yourself Dr. John. Are you? No. Okay.
When I was younger, I was, you know, like a lot of us have when you were in your 20s, 30s, and
right.
Things like that.
That was your alter ego. Sure. Okay. So tell us now, I know you mentioned that you had a brain injury. Was that from a car accident?
No, I was stopped my car in Switzerland and I had a beautiful lake and about 90 kilometers from Zurich, east side. And there was a train that goes by and it was curved, I think. And I thought if the train is coming, I stopped my car, drove train tracks, grass train tracks, then a little hill and curved. And I think I saw that when the train will come in, I would get out of the way. Mm-hmm. But I guess I didn't. And I don't know how the train had collided. I went down the hill, not too far away, but there was a concrete path. Mm-hmm. And I think I hit this.
Oh, wow. And you were in the car.
No, I stopped my car.
You were in your car.
Yeah,
okay.
I went by myself.
Okay.
By myself and I and a camera. And then I think the train stopped. And for there was a hospital only 2-3 kilometers away. There's a city there, thank God, a hospital. I didn't know what this is. Mm-hmm. That's not mine. I had no feeling. Mm-hmm. You know, the brain was, the skull was from here to here. And so I have a big plate in my head. And like, I don't see you now. Mm-hmm. Dead cells in the brain thing.
So that your life changed forever.
Yes,
in that
exactly.
Instant. And what year was that?
October 6, 1970 in Switzerland. But now years go by. That's a long time. But I had the positive mind.
So
in 1979, I went around the world for 22 months.
Okay. Wow, that's ambitious. And so how did Meals on Wheels end up coming into your life?
It helps in doing all the preparation and things like this. This is my one little package that I could eat it, and that's a lot easier than doing my normal stuff like all of us do, I think.
Mm-hmm. And so how when you get to see her during the week, I mean, how do you feel, you know, knowing that you have a
like a, she says that you're like a family member to her now, and her grandson sometimes, when they either come to visit or when you go to the center.
Well, I see her once a week, and she's really a great lady, as a matter of fact. And she chat like I do, and she's always very, she's a nice person, for sure.
Yeah, and you've gotten to know her grandson, too?
Yes, yeah. Yes. He's 24, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yes, nice looking man, too.
A nice looking man, okay.
He looks like his grandma.
Touché, touché.
Yes, exactly. Of course he's a nice looking man, yeah. Now, what would you do if, you know, if this service wasn't available? Would it be hard for you to get access to some of these meals? What would you, do, or do you like it for the social part of it and being around, you know, people?
That's
like,
better. I like that one, yes.
Yeah.
I'll be 76 in 2.5 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose doing all these things on this side for all those years gets a little sore at times.
Mm-hmm.
I just hope that maybe the right side, after all those years, in the last year or two, they've done some things I couldn't before. Mm-hmm. In all those years. Now I can do some things. I'd like to have my eyes, I can see two eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're very hard to find them. Probably not, but I'm still trying. Because I do fall down once in a while because I'm thinking about this and didn't know there's something there. And
so then Meals on Wheels just makes your life that much easier.
Yes,
that one
yes.
day that you...
Yes,
yeah.
yes. Very nice people like her. That's why.
Belinda Warren.
Okay, and how long have you been driving for Meals on Wheels?
12 years.
12 years. Okay, and you two have known each other that whole time?
Right, because I've had the same route the whole time.
Oh, and so why was it something you wanted to do? You know, because I have a friend who does it. It takes time, but it's obviously something that was important to you.
I am doing it through the missionary department of the church.
Mm-hmm.
Back 12 years ago, the head missionary lady, Ms. Joyce Clarity, she has passed on now, she asked me to help her find a project in the community that the church could do. So we went to 3 or 4 different places and we decided to do it, our volunteer activity at Loaves and Fishes Meals on Wheels program.
Yeah. And how has it changed your life?
For one thing, I've met Mr. John and my other clients. It's something that I like doing because, number one, I just like doing the community work. Mrs. Joyce, as I said, she's the one that really helped me get involved in doing the community work.
Yeah.
And now that I've been in it for this long, I just like doing it. I've met several friends. And there are even some are like friends that, well, they're not, I do things with a couple of them that we just don't do the Meals on Wheels stuff.
Right. Because it's not, I think a lot of people when they hear about Meals on Wheels, they think it's just, you know, someone pulling up, putting food on a porch and then driving off. But a lot of times you actually are going into their homes and talking with them.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I have several, including Mr. John, where I may be 20, 30 minutes there just talking, especially in the summertime when it's warm.
Right.
In the wintertime, not so much.
Yeah. And so with this Valentine's Day, the special thing that Meals on Wheels is doing, why was it that you nominated Mr. John for your person that you wanted to take out?
Because he's a person that I decided, the two of us, we have a really good rapport. So I figured we would shine together, he and I.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So have you guys ever actually gone out to eat together? Is this the first time?
This is our first time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've gone out to eat with other of my clients.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's nice. It probably just makes your friendship even more, you know.
Well, because I've had the same route for so long, they're more like family to me.
Yeah.
And plus, my grandson, he goes with me every other Monday, and they've become friends of his also.
Oh, really? How old is your grandson?
24.
24?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you know a lot about Mr. John's family, too? I mean, do you know all of the ins and outs of his?
Not so much his, but other clients I do.
We
talk about a little of everything.
Anything else that you would want to add about whether it be this, you know, how the drivers are getting to do this for their special clients or friends, family that they've met along the way, along their routes, or anything else about Meals on Wheels?
I just think that it's a good thing. I think it's something that's needed in the community. And I do get a lot of people telling me thank you for doing this because they have a parent or a relative that's receiving the Meals on Wheels. And so I just think it's just something good to do.
Yeah, and so important too.
So important.
Because so many people can't go out, drive out and get that meal that they need,
right,
the food. And they might not have any nearby family.
And they also serve meals at the center too. Mm-hmm. They serve probably at least 100 a day, mm-hmm, at the center.
At the center?
At the Meals on Wheels Center,
yeah,
on Martin Luther King Drive. That's where we're from.
Oh, okay.
From that center.
Okay. But do you deliver to Mr. John's house too, though?
Yeah, we,
correct,
deliver,
yeah, okay,
and we serve in the center. If they're able to get to the center, then they can come in to eat. But if they're not, then what we do is we just drop them off at their home.
I'm director of marketing for Meals on Wheels People.
Okay, so just for people who aren't familiar with Meals on Wheels, if you can just kind of give us a brief description of what the organization does for people.
Well, Meals on Wheels People is the independent organization that's based here in the Portland metropolitan area, and we serve and deliver 5,000 meals every single weekday to older adults in Multnomah, Washington, and Clark County. So we have a number of neighborhood centers, so if seniors are mobile can get out and about, they're invited to come to lunch at one of those. And if they're homebound and can't cook for themselves, we will bring them Meals on Wheels.
Mm-hmm. And then a lot of these drivers get to know the people that they're delivering to every week, like we're seeing right here with Belinda and Mr. John.
Right.
And so it really does kind of form special friendships for a lot of the drivers.
It's really true. We have about 450 people that volunteer to deliver Meals on Wheels every day, and most people have the same route every week. And so if you deliver that same route every week for a couple of years, you really get to know the people on your route. And some of them they do end up being really special friends. And I know I deliver Meals on Wheels myself every week, and there's certainly people on my route that I enjoy visiting with every week.
Yeah, no, it's pretty great. And so the reason we're here today is you guys decided to do this special thing for in honor of Valentine's Day, and not necessarily on Valentine's Day. So tell us what we're doing today.
Well, what we did is we asked our drivers to nominate someone on their route they thought deserved a meal out, since most of the people on Meals on Wheels don't get out very much. And so Belinda, one of our drivers from our MLK Center in Northeast Portland, nominated John. She's been delivering to him more than 10 years, and she thought he was someone who deserved a meal out. So the two of them are enjoying a meal here today at Marco's.
Yeah, and it's great. I mean, they've been just sitting there just laughing and talking about everything you could think of. So I would think that the social component of it is huge for a lot of the people that you serve, too, that maybe can't make it out of their homes and get that interaction with people.
Well, our vision is that no senior will go hungry or experience social isolation. And really, 50% of what we do is visiting with people and checking on them. So think about it. If you live in Ohio and your mom lives in Portland and you can't check on her every day, you get that peace of mind during the Meals on Wheels driver is checking on your mom every single weekday. And so that social component is just as important as the meal we bring.
We find great stories like these because people like you reach out to us. If you have a story you'd like to share, please tell us about it by emailing news@coin.com. And be sure to download and subscribe to Positive Vibes and all of the Coin 6 podcasts at the Apple Store, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.